The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
The following is a Hoop Bowl presentation.
Hoopballers! Welcome back to another episode of Today in Sports Betting. I am Ira Silver, and I am joined today by the man, the myth, the legend, Neil Rochlani. Neil, what's going on, buddy? How you doing?
Hey, I'm definitely the myth. Yeah, thanks for having me back on. This is great. How was your night in sports betting?
Wednesday night, pretty good. We're recording this Wednesday night. Games aren't completely finalized just as of yet. So this is the Thursday show, and we're going to break down the Thursday games as well. But right now, I gave out two basketball picks in college. I'm 1-1. I believe Devin gave out another one that he won. So I think we're 2-1 or 2-1 or 1-1 in college basketball. And then in the NBA, my play of the day was the Chicago Bulls plus one early in the morning on the pod. That line moved to -1.5 in the Bulls' favor. Bulls won by 7 points. So we won that bet. I still have the Spurs as my second play of the day pending. They're up in the third quarter right now by 11. So I have them +3.5. And then the third play of the day was the Nuggets +8.5. But if people were following me on the Twitter, again, you can follow me at Twitter at Ira Silver Magic. I had the Nuggets +8.5, but I said once I found out that Michael Porter Jr. was ruled out, I backed off and I said I think I would go to the I would back off that game and go to the Pacers side of the ball at -1 for the Pacers against the Suns, and they're blowing them out right now.
Nice job. It's always good also when you beat the line like that with the Chicago game, right? I mean, that means you know where the market's going as well, not just who to bet on.
Yeah, and that's fun, you know, and it's always fun when you bet a game early in the morning and the line moves in your favor, you know. You always feel like, oh, I'm a genius, but it goes both ways. It goes both ways, you know.
Sure, fair enough. But the all you have to do is win 55% of the time, or not even that anymore, like what, like 52.7 or something like that?
Exactly. So, that's my night. I know we got a busy three-game slate here to talk about, so I want to jump in. But before we do, just want to give a shout-out to our sponsors over at mybookie.ag. It's a new year. People are trying to make money. I want to make money, and that's why I'm recommending to go over to mybookie.ag. They've got the fastest payouts, best promotions, and a very helpful 24/7 customer service team. You can even pool the bets that Neil and I give you today on the podcast for an even bigger payout in a parlay. MyBookie has more lines and better odds than any other sports book around. And if you join right now, MyBookie will match your deposit halfway all the way up to $1,000. That means if you deposit $2,000, you'll get an extra $1,000 in free money to play with. All you have to do is use our promo code TODAY. That's TODAY. Once again, that's TODAY today to activate the offer. Once again, that's today to get your extra cash from MyBookie. You know, it's very important, guys, us hoopballers, that we shop around and get the best lines possible. That's why even if you have another book that you use online, it's always good to have another one lying around. You might get a half a point here, a half a point there, maybe a little bit more on the money line, and that could really help you have an edge in sports betting. So go over to mybookie.ag, hit the promo code today, and get a 50% match on your first deposit. And that's how we grow. That's how we can all grow together. And let's make some money. Let's bet, win, and get paid. What do you got to say, Neil? You good with that?
I love their tagline. It's perfect.
It's great. So
you're about to get paid on the Super Bowl, aren't you?
I got the Chiefs at 6-1 and 5.5-1. So I'm gonna hedge a little bit on the 49ers, but I'm gonna probably roll most of it with the Kansas City Chiefs. So I'll hedge a little bit just to get a little bit of money back on my futures position, but that's about it.
Yeah, nicely done.
Thank you. And
many sports, so that's great.
Yeah, and just to before we jump into the games, just want to remind everybody we are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Check out the content on the site. Fantastic site. So much to learn, so much to read. It's really a great tool to use. All right, Neil, what do we got for us? Thursday, January 23rd, 2020.
We got a very exciting game to kick us off. Washington Wizards at Cleveland Cavaliers, 14 and 29 versus 12 and 32. The Wizards coming off a loss tonight, Wednesday night, in overtime against the Heat, 134-129. They are currently, I am seeing 1-point dogs against the Cavaliers. I'm not seeing any injuries. I don't know if any back-to-back situations are going to play out for Washington. I'm not seeing anything that has popped up, at least on my intel. I am going to – I don't like betting on bad teams, but if I had to pick a side here, I would probably lean Cleveland. But I'm going to stay away. I don't like betting on teams. I just don't like that I think are very good. Do you have thoughts on this one?
Yeah, so everyone heard today on on Wednesday's podcast with Devin – I said, if the Wizards get down and you can grab a live line around 15-ish points, you should definitely take it. They were getting crushed early. They end up coming back, forcing overtime, and losing in overtime to the Miami Heat and covering the spread of, I believe it was 10 points or so. So that was a good win if you listen to my advice and follow it along. Not everyone does. But if you took that opportunity to do it, kudos to you. My hat's off to you, and I'm proud of you guys for sticking with the strategies. In this specific game tonight, the Cavaliers are at home. They have a little bit of rest. The Wizards are for back to back, as you say, and as I discussed, coming off that overtime loss. I like the Cavaliers in this position, and it's one of those games where it's just two bad teams playing against each other. Wizards are 14 and 29. Cavs are 12 and 32. And I feel like there's a lot of value in these games just because most people aren't looking to bet these types of games. I think if you can grab Cleveland to win the game here, just like I had the Knicks to beat Cleveland a couple days ago, I ended up blowing them out in the second half for easy cover. I think that this is a spot where the Cleveland Cavaliers are just a better team. Wizards are going to be a little tired coming off the overtime loss, and I would look to grab the Cleveland Cavaliers -1 at home against the Washington Wizards.
Yeah, very good. I think if I had to pick a side, I'd go with you. As I said, I just bad teams can just, like, crap the bed too much for me to want to take them. But you're right. It's two bad teams, and Cleveland will probably get this done.
Another thing is Cleveland at home is 8-12-1 against the spread at home, while the Washington Wizards are interesting. They're 500 against the spread away. So I just think it's a situation where the Cleveland Cavaliers are a home favorite, and it's really a pick'em game almost in a sense where they're only favored by 1 point. So all they really need to do is win the game outright to cover that spread. They are 6-15 straight up at home and 6-17 away. I just think that they come out tomorrow a little hungry, a little bit disappointed about their performance against the Knicks the other day. And the Wizards, I just feel, will have a little bit of empty legs tomorrow.
Yeah, that's really it for me. The Wizards are going to be exhausted. Overtime loss against a very good team. Two road games in a row. It's tough. I'm going to move on here then to the Lakers, Brooklyn. Oh, gosh. Remind me, the line again is a 5.5. Did you see?
Yeah, I see the Lakers -5.5 on a back-to-back.
A back-to-back, but not going very far. Just going from Brooklyn to Manhattan. From Manhattan to Brooklyn, where they'll be playing the Nets on TNT. It looks like Kyrie's going to be back for that game. He has been out the last couple games for Brooklyn. The Lakers, I don't know if Anthony Davis is going to play back-to-back. He looks like he's okay. I don't know if they're going to rest him, though. He's had that glute injury, so I guess I would wait before I make a bet on this because of that.
I think that he's not going to play. That's just my personal opinion. I could totally be off base and have no idea, but it's only Wednesday night right now at 8:15 on the West Coast, so we're just making some assumptions here. My guess is he's not going to play, and once again, just make sure you follow us on Twitter for live updates, live bets, injury news, etc. If we get off a play, if we're on a play, on a new play, I'm at Iris Silver Magic. Neil is at Ball with Neil, and of course our podcast handle at Hoopball Gaming.
Yeah, I mean, I like your assumption on Davis not playing. I think that's where I would go as well if I had to pick a which way he would, whether he rests or not. So with that said, in this line, I'm very gun-shy, so I'm going to stay away. If he was playing, I would actually take the Lakers. I think here's my narrative around this, which I'm kind of a narrative person in betting. I think Kyrie's going to want to prove himself against this team, and he's very capable of going 9 for like 40. So I think the Lakers' perimeter defense is very strong. I think if he takes over the game and tries to win it on his own, the Lakers will end up hammering them. So that's how I see it playing out. But without Davis, I'm a lot more cautious. So I'm punting. Back to you, Ira. So what do you think?
Well, you don't want to threaten me with a good time, because I will definitely give you a side in this one. It's not an official play right now. Again, we got to figure out and wait to see who's playing, who's not playing, etc. Line right now is 5.5 in favor of the Lakers on the road in Brooklyn. I almost said New Jersey again. I really got to get that out of my head. But I really think that if Kyrie plays and if he doesn't play, I think either way, I think there isn't a lot of value here on this game. But if I had to lean one way or the other, I would probably go in favor of the Nets here. And the only reason would be because, well, a couple of reasons. One reason is the Lakers are off a back-to-back. B, I don't think Anthony Davis is going to suit up to this one and play. And I just think that after I don't know if anyone watched the Laker game tonight against the Knicks, but they really started slow. I expect another slow start here. If you could get the Nets to win the first half, it could be a look. But I'm not completely sold on it just yet. It's still Wednesday night, so I really got to make that decision in the morning. So make sure you follow me on Twitter. But I think that the Lakers might come out flat here in this situation. And I don't know if they're going to be able to cover, especially if Joe Harris is on fire as he was last game and things like that. I think that the Nets could have an opportunity to cover. They should have beat the 76ers the other day on MLK Day. And I was on the wrong side of that one. But I do like this Brooklyn Nets team. And I think that they do have an opportunity to cover that 5.5. And maybe the line moves up to 6.5 or 7. So I would wait. I think the public will probably be betting the Lakers here as well.
Yeah, well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a good game, though, to watch. Final night of the evening, Dallas at Portland. Pretty good matchup here. Dallas 27-16, obviously. The darlings of the NBA right now. Portland 18-26, trying to find some relevancy, get back in the playoffs. Both teams having some rest, so I don't think that'll be an issue. You're seeing a lot. I'm sorry, what would you see for the line?
The line I see right now is Dallas -1 on the road at Portland.
Dallas -1 on the road at Portland. This one is very – I'm very cautious, as the side of the mention. I'm very nervous about this game. I think Dallas is much more talented, but this is a statement game for Portland. So I think if I had to pick a side, I'd go Portland.
Okay. I'm going to go the opposite way. Portland is 6-13-1 against the spread at home. Dallas, on the other hand, is 13-5-1 away, which is much better than their home against the spread record, which is 9-14-1. Dallas, to me, is one of my favorite teams in the NBA. I don't know if you heard the pod the other day. I do have a Dallas Mavericks futures ticket at 100-1. So I'm very high on this Dallas Mavericks team. Hopefully they can make a run and get to the playoffs, but obviously the injury to Dwight Powell obviously hurts them a little bit, and they're going to have to make a move for a big man to come in there. I love Boban, but he doesn't play much defense. He's kind of just a big tree in the middle there and picking up some offensive glass, some defensive rebounds and putting it back for a dunk. But in terms of overall both sides of the ball play, yeah, he's probably not the best from a plus-minus standpoint. I really don't have that number in front of me, but that would just be my guess from an eyeball perspective. I haven't really been following Boban's career too much in depth, but I do like Dallas here, especially if they're only laying one on the road. Luka is just too good. Kristaps Porzingis, another great player. Tim Hardaway, Jr. looks great, and so does Barea. Barea's been playing lights out as well. So really like this Dallas Mavericks team for the long haul, and I really think Mark Cuban is invested in getting a championship back to Dallas.
Well, I love your 100-1 bet. That was a great call.
Took a flyer.
I'm guessing the odds have come down a bit on that.
Significantly.
Yeah.
I think, if I'm not mistaken, I believe it's in the 25-1 range.
That would seem to make sense. You know, the other reason why I'm kind of leaning Portland here is these guys played a few days ago. I don't know if you saw that on the schedule, and Dallas beat them by 8. And so it's a bit of a revenge angle for Portland. Thank you for bringing up Dwight Powell. I forgot about that.
Nasty injury.
Yeah, just a sad injury for him to have. He was starting to have a little bit of a nice season here after kind of being on the periphery all these years in Dallas. So it's too bad for him. We'll see how they end up replacing him. Like you said, they'll probably have to get someone. Looks like Maxi Kleber might get some more time. J.J. Barea may start. I do think J.J. makes him a better team.
He's a feisty one. He is. He
really
plays with a lot of heart and a lot of passion. I think the only two players that are on that level, one other player on that level in terms of passion in the league, in my opinion, is J.J. Barea and Patrick Beverley. They both just play every night like it's game 7 of the NBA Finals. And I just love that. I love watching players who really love the game and really have a passion for the game. So, yeah, I love him, and I think he's a great fit for this team.
Yeah, and I think he'll make them better. We'll see how it plays out. I'm still going to lean a little bit Portland. So we're going against each other. I got Portland, Brooklyn, and Cleveland we kind of agreed on. So right. We'll see. Yeah. All right, man. Any other thoughts?
No, I'm going to break down some college basketball in the morning when I get up. I'll tweet out if I have any picks as well in that. So I haven't really gotten to take a look at the slate. There's a big, big, big slate of college basketball on tomorrow. So I'll definitely be looking at that. Hockey's off because of the All-Star break, so nothing to report there. That's really it. Neil, it's been so much fun. And we got to do this again next week.
Yeah, man. Thanks. It's great. I need to start just basically tailing all your picks at this point, I think.
You know, it could be a good idea. Hopefully I don't get on a cold streak. So just, I'll give you – if you just ask me to rank them for you, I'll rank them for you. Just shoot me a text and I'll rank them for you.
Nice. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for joining us today. Once again, we are a Hoop Ball presentation. That's hoop-ball.com. Shout out to our sponsors, mybookie.ag. Once again, you can follow Neil at Ball with Neil. Our Twitter handle for the betting podcast is at Hoop Ball Gaming, and I am at Iris Silver Magic. We appreciate the support. We appreciate the love, and reach out with any questions to any of us on Twitter at any time. Thank you so much. And Thursday's show will be with – do you know who the Thursday show is with?
I don't. Two great hoopball experts. I know that much.
Sorry about that, guys. Thursday
if
show.
Not, if it's not you, then it's Josh and...
I think it's Josh and Devin.
Devin, yes, must be.
All right, guys. Thanks so much, and we'll see you next time.
This has been a Hoop Ball presentation.